This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First four started last night in Dayton, Ohio. Double dip. St. Francis fell to Alabama State 70-68 for the chance to get their teeth kicked in by Auburn.
Enjoy.
That was a fun finish. We flipped that one on at the end. It was a really fun finish.
Great finish.
Almost at, like, St. Francis just quite literally booted the ball out of bounds during a tie game with like three and change to go. And then Alabama State goes down, gets a score with less than a second on the clock. And they punch their ticket to the round of 64. Did you see, though, this popped up at a point when I turned on the game. They had, they have like the coaches' resumes, all that stuff. You see what Rob Krimmel, St. Francis coach? I went and I looked, because I was like, that can't be right. And it was his record at St. Francis. He's in his 13th season at St. Francis.
Okay.
Not a basketball powerhouse. But 13 seasons, his record is now 171 and 229.
Okay. That's
it's pretty bad.
Yeah, to be there for 13 years?
That's crazy.
Do you know somebody on like school?
Know. But he also has taken St. Francis to the tournament twice, right?
Which that'll buy you some capital, that's for sure.
Taking them to some college basketball invitationals, the CIT, if you will, which is, you know, we look at these smaller schools and going to a CIT for a power conference is a slap in the face, but for those smaller schools, it's something that they do hang their hat on. Yeah, this year, 16 and 18, the red flashes were.
How many?
And they made the tourney.
How many seasons do they have over 500?
With him there?
Yeah.
He has one. I'll look this up. He has one 20-win season.
Okay.
As the head coach there. But you go down, he has gone 5-24. 10-21, 16-16, 13-17, 17-17, 18-13, 18-15, 22-10. That was good. 20, and by the way, the 22-10 season, they did not go to a postseason tournament that year. They went to nothing.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. 6-15,
not enough quad ones.
9-21, 13-18, 8-22 last year. And then this year, 16-18, and made it to the tournament.
All right.
So, he is 170 and 228. And in conference, 108-117. So under 500 in conference play, too. I found that in the world of college athletics.
A bit surprising.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Also a little refreshing.
Yeah.
You know,
he's your
they
guy.
Got their guy. They got their guy. He went there. They're keeping him around.
I mean, imagine at a place like that. I mean, look, there's always somebody trying to get a job somewhere. But if you get a guy that's one of your guys and every, you know, 5-6 years is getting you the NCAA tournament at that level, you're probably okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, make it to a couple postseason tourneys, you're good. You're good.
I mean, you make the NCAA tournament, that's probably a pretty sizable cash flow increase for a school that size.
Yeah.
And so getting one of those every 5-6 years is probably something you don't want to be like, yeah, we can do better. It's like, well, can you?
No.
Because getting that basically once every graduating class is probably the difference between, like, teams existing and not.
100%. All right. The big game, though, was the 11 seeds. And this should just go, this is what it should be. The play-in tournament should just be all 11 seeds, right? Instead of having any of these 16 seeds.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't have to work their way in. They already worked their way in, man.
And it would affect, though, you know, the 15 seeds. All of a sudden, you would have some lesser 15 seeds that are in.
But that's how it should be.
Yeah.
15 and 16 seeds should be bad teams.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would affect that. And then all lines kind of get pushed down a little bit. But the intriguing matchups are the 11 seeds because those are truly the last teams to get into the tournament.
They're supposed to be.
Yeah. And what we saw in the 11 seed game was a blowout of epic proportions as North Carolina damn near put a hundo on San Diego State, 95-68. And
that's what happens when you get doubled up in the first half.
I don't know if I have seen a team just shut down and shudder like Brian Dutcher's Aztecs did. It was, for most of the game, they were shooting 17%. They got up to 17% at one point from three.
They couldn't hit anything. And meanwhile, RJ Davis just burned the Nets down.
As it finished out, and look, they actually made it more respectable at the end. San Diego State shot 8 of 27 from 3, 29%.
Yeah, and RJ Davis is just a heads up, shot 6 of 6 from 3.
Meanwhile, North Carolina, looking like a team that has been mocked and degraded for the last 3 days, they look like they were trying to prove a point. They shot 58% from three.
Yeah. 53% from the field and 88% from the line. They
shot better from three than two.
Yeah. I mean, the game started with it. I mean, RJ Davis just absolutely torched them in the first half.
And now North Carolina gets an Ole Miss team that by most of the metrics, they should not be a six seed. No. I mean, they really shouldn't. They're not an explosive offense. They're really undersized.
Yeah.
And they are, that's a head scratcher of a six seed, especially when you have a team like Louisville that's sitting at an eight seed where you're like, they seem way better than
Ole Miss. Has got a great coach, though.
They do.
Chris Beard's a great coach. Got his issues, certainly.
I think a lot of this has to do, though, with the fact that you have three one seeds that are SEC teams, mm-hmm. right? Or two of them. You have two one seeds. You have Florida and you have Auburn, mm-hmm. who are one seeds. And if you put that eight seed is a really tough one to wedge in there because you have Georgia, which is a nine seed, and they're on one side of the bracket. So I think they're on, Houston side, mm-hmm. right? In that 8-9 matchup. So you don't want to have conference teams playing each other in the round of 32.
So you had to stagger somewhere.
The lines get all messed up when you have 14 teams from a conference. So Ole Miss was the huge beneficiary of this getting moved into that sixth line. But North Carolina, you could see them in the round of 32, and I don't think anybody's going to bat an eye at that.
No, not at all. And if you're Bubba Cunningham, I don't know how you could sit there on the sideline of that game last night. And if I were him, I wouldn't be able to wipe the stupid look off my face.
No, You wouldn't. It would be the biggest smile ear to ear.
To his credit, he sat there and was stoic. As opposed to a cackling hyena, which I would have been.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this, though? North Carolina could be in the Sweet 16 because if they get to the round of 32, it will be the winner of Lipscomb in Iowa State.
And Iowa State is without their best player.
Their best player, their coach after the selection show when they ended up getting the 3 seed was like, oh, BT Dubs, best player out. Sweet 16, North Carolina, after everything that they've been through,
would be a hell of a story. Massive boon for them.
It would be, and it would be huge for the selection committee, too, that has been mocked endlessly. But at the same time, West Virginia is going to be sitting there being like, dude, we could have done this.
Well, not only that.
And our coach just left because we got left out of the tournament for no reason, and now he takes the Indiana job.
How much of this is devil's advocate of the, and this is me tightening the tinfoil a little bit, of the committee doing this knowing full well that Iowa State was going to be shorthanded? And you give North Carolina the best possible path for you to go, see?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Look where they are.
Right?
Look, I mean.
That is true.
North Carolina is still the fourth biggest brand in college basketball.
Oh, yeah. And there will be people that argue that they're bigger than that. There will be people that argue they're the biggest brand in college hoops.
It's Duke.
It is. But Carolina fans will tell you it's not.
No. Look, Carolina fans. I love you guys. You guys give the best looking just
Carolina,
color palette
Duke
just,
in Kansas.
Yeah,
those three.
Kentucky's without Cal does drop down a little bit, but yeah.
I think Kentucky with Cal dropped itself down because, I mean, they were the number one recruiting class every single year, and you still find ways
but
to lose.
But everybody's still tuned in because of
It's Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, Carolina, that was a spanking, man.
I mean, I think that game was over in the first 5 minutes. It was over. It was crazy. I had it on in the background, and I was just doing some stuff around the house, and I sat back down, and I went, the hell happened? Just kind of rewound it and just went, oh, this is over immediately.
I don't like to crush college kids for their performances in any single game. Miles Byrd was a guy who, for San Diego State, he's kind of one of those fringe lottery guys, first round guy.
Depends on who you talk to. He's very divisive in the sense of like he's either a lotto guy or he's mid late 20s. But yes.
Well, I think the lasting impression that is going to be for him is 1 of 5 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. And 3 turnovers to go along with it. He looked disjointed and the rest of the team kind of followed suit. And that's what it looked like. They took a look around and said, our best player doesn't have it tonight. We're out.
Yeah.
And that's a tough pill to swallow.
And that's what we talk about when we talk about markers with teams. When you have one guy, if the one guy doesn't have it, the trickle-down effect of that. And that's typically what happens when you're talking about basically like 9, probably 10 seeds and back. Because everybody else from the 1 through 8, they've got depth.
Yeah.
They've got some, even if you don't have a star or if you have a really good player, you've got some upperclassmen that are helping balance, which gives you more consistency. And that's the name of the game in college basketball. Yes, high-end talent matters, but it's not hard to go back and be like, look at UW with Markelle Fultz. They're god awful.
Yeah.
Number one player in the country.
Yep.
They went what, 2-15 in conference play? Lorenzo Romar gets fired. Like, just because you have like the top end guy, that's what the whole thing with Cooper Flagg is, why it's so impressive, is that Cooper Flagg has been the best player in the country as a 17-year-old, then 18-year-old freshman, while also leading that dynamic team. And you look further north at Rutgers, who has the next probably 2 and 3 pick in the NBA draft, but because there's nothing else around them, they look horrid. Like, that consistency matters. And if you don't have the consistency surround those other guys, which is a little bit weird for San Diego State, because San Diego State is typically one of those teams, a la Houston, that has consistency, and they have the stuff around you to kind of lift you up.